Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day, 12th day of June already, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and then the pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 54 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I went out there about 10 o'clock, and I'm telling you, it felt more like fall than late spring. It's just cooled right now, but nothing unusual for this high up in the mountains. Anyway, we're up to the 10th article, 10th and final article, and we're going to finish the 10th article today, and then tomorrow maybe we'll do a little overview of how they all coordinate. And then we'll put the little package together so people can download it. I did take the F-bomb out from Friday. When somebody calls up and starts telling me they're going to, that I live in a theocracy and I got to live by their interpretations of a book, I lose it. That's all there is to it. That being said, we're going to jump into this as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, we're up to the 10th article for the People's Bill of Rights, and the 10th article is one that you see out there a lot, and but not in the condition that it should be, or under the conditions that it should be. You've heard arguments for the state, you know, these gun control laws, which there can be no gun control laws. But, you know, it's they'll come out, well, if it ain't in the Constitution, the gun control, well, they have the power to do it. You know, you've seen the laws down in California, the transgender laws, all of this shit, man. You've seen it. And let's look at the 10th article. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now, this is where the, you know, people say that Bill of Rights, that doesn't apply to the states. Bull pucky. It's not true. It absolutely does. The 10th article makes it clear. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. So this is the power is not given to the Fed, nor prohibited by it to the states. What's that mean? Nor prohibited to it by the states. That means if a state like California starts attacking the second article to the People's Bill of Rights, which is a part of that Constitution, it is the sworn duty of those bureaucrats in Washington. Well, we've got occupation force. Again, it's hard to talk about these things when things have been turned 180 degrees around and they're not what they should be. Or prohibited by it to the states. Gun control is prohibited by the Constitution to the states via the Bill of Rights, the second article in particular. See, it says that, well, let's read it. We've gone over the second article already, but let's just take a look here. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, that means that it is prohibited by the Constitution through the Bill of Rights for the states to touch it. That's why, you know, I hear these arguments all the time. Well, the Bill of Rights isn't for the states, it's the individual states. Bull. The states are formed as a union under the central contract known as the Bill of, the Constitution. Attached to that Constitution are these Bill of Rights, and it is prohibited by the Constitution for the states to, I mean, what California is doing is a blatant violation. You know, we've talked about the civil rights movement of the 60s and how that government, didn't they just jump on that? Man, they wanted to help those poor black people, didn't they? Or did they just want to try to set a precedence for violating the Bill of Rights? Each one of them, you know, again, by the states, the Constitution already guaranteed the rights of the black people in the South under the Bill of Rights. And not all it needed was for the Bill of Rights to be enforced. But they let the states, by the federal government, see, the federal government, there was nothing new, that they didn't have to write civil rights laws, these privileges granted not enumerated and not litigated through the Bill of Rights so that, you know, that they can make a law that favors somebody that does violate a right of another that's never been litigated through a jury. And this has become rampant across the country. This is a way we ended up with a million infringements against our rights. It says states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. But again, this is where this statement, this binds it all together. And the people who wrote these articles, they were ingenious in how they put together our Bill of Rights. Because, what they'll jump on is the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. The power is to, you know, do anything that you want to the individual national. Well, the states can do it. Just the federal government can't. No, the federal government can't do it because of the Bill of Rights. In the common law, and the state government cannot do it because of that very federal Bill of Rights. This says that the federal Bill of Rights will forbid the states from, that takes away any power the states might think they would have had to violate the Bill of Rights, as written in the federal Constitution. And to the states, respectively, there's really nothing because the states were chartered under the Constitution. And each one of them, the state constitutions, had to pretty much read verbatim to the federal constitution, the Bill of Rights in each state, except for mine. It used to be one page, and it read pretty much right along the lines of the federal Bill of Rights. But since we had a takeover in this country from the Californians, who invaded here, the communists from California, then they set up their citizens committees and all because it was all, I mean, the way they come at you. I mean, just like we were talking earlier about the blacks in the South, were they being wrong? Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's that problem reaction solution deal. You know, who created the problem? Governments. And then you have a reaction because, I mean, you need a reaction so that, you know, they bring it out in the public just like in the South, you know, the wrongs being done. You know, you can't walk into a restaurant. You got a separate bathroom. All of the outrages, all of the violations of the Bill of Rights. And then they say, well, this is a terrible problem. We're going to make some civil rights laws. No. All you have to do is enforce the 10th article to the People's Bill of Rights. as the federal government was sworn. Actually, when they raise their hand, when they take their oaths, they're swearing that they're going to enforce that Constitution, aren't they? Or did I miss something here? Now, when they swear they're going to enforce that Constitution, if the marches happen like they did in the South, and then they show that the black people are being treated like third class citizens, that not allowed to vote or whatever, not allowed to use the same restaurant. I mean, treated like a separate class. Well, that just cannot be, because it is a violation of the Bill of Rights. But rather than say going to somewhere like Alabama and Georgia and saying, well, you're in violation of the Bill of Rights, we got a 10th article violation against you here. The federal Bill of Rights protects these black folks here, and you are prohibited by that from violating their rights as guaranteed under that Bill of Rights. It's that simple. But I mean, the attacks that we've seen upon the Bill of Rights and how they've been perpetrated are just endless. I mean, you can tell that it was the main notion as soon as the ink dried to get rid of it, because the aristocrats did not want it, because, man, they just could not stand the idea of just a common plebe, a coolie, a peasant, a peon, walking down the street having the same rights as a free gentleman. As an aristocrat, please, how can you have a society like that? And then, I mean, the one thing you should realize is that, around the time when the Bill of Rights was written, I mean, there was black slaves, there were white slaves, there were white people that were just the poor whites. You think that they had any more rights or leeway within the law than a poor black man? Because I'm here to tell you they didn't. I mean, under the Articles of Confederation, that the so-called Revolutionary War, the hijacked uprising called the Revolutionary War, was fought under, unless you owned property, I mean, you had no rights. I mean, it was written right in the 6th article. If you held no property, you had no rights. Only people that had property were rights, and this is what they intended to carry over when they, surrendered. When the sword was surrendered to George Washington from King George, he was surrendering his charter, his authority in these colonies, over to that army, that government that had put itself together, had just, materialized in the middle of an uprising. I promise you people, there was no voting going on. They just said, well, we're the rich guys, and so we're making a new government. That's why you had the Bill of Rights. Because the people who had fought that war, they weren't the rich guys. Never is the rich guys fighting the war. I mean, I'll admit old George Washington got some hole shot in his coat. There was a handful, and I mean a little prickly handful, that actually stood any hazard. The rest of them ran and hid and conducted their business, did business with the king right up until their individual states were declared. And, they declared the Declaration of Independence for that full year from 1775, April 1775, until July 4th, 1776. They were still doing business with the king, who had money. That's who they'll do business with, and still the same today, and we all know it. Excuse me a second. These allergies are unbelievable here. At any rate, like I said, the 10th article, like all of the other articles of our Bill of Rights, have been taken out separately and on occasion, and they are taken out separately on occasion, to try to push an agenda here. And it is a collective agenda. It is a government agenda. It has one thing to do with the individual American nationals who the Bill of Rights pertains to. It doesn't pertain to the government, except that you will not. It's prohibitions on the government. Other than that, it's not for the government to use to do this, and you can't take one article out. That's another thing that really gets me about all this. You can't take one article out and use it for a nefarious purpose, because the articles are put together as a law procedure. And it'd be just, you see it all the time. I mean, after the 14th Amendment was enacted illegally, constructed and acted illegally, that's when they started. Well, you have, the line out in the equal justice under the law. That's pretty much what it comes to. And, they talk about whatever they want. It's so that they could cherry pick what they wanted to give out as civil rights to one group to turn another group against them. It was all about dividing and conquering us. But again, you see, like the Fourth Amendment, you'll see, well, unreasonable searches, you know, but I'm telling you, if you have a Fourth Amendment violation, you have a Fifth Amendment, Sixth Amendment, Seventh Amendment, Eighth Amendment violation, period. You have to, because when you deny due process of the, when you deny any right, any of the maximums in the Bill of Rights, you buy the whole load. I mean, you're done. If you, let's say you deny somebody their right to assembly, you come and you broke up their assembly. You deny them their first article right to assembly. And see, the second article, it's pretty much the only one that really stands alone, because it's the enforcement mechanism in the Bill of Rights. It is how we enforce our law. The Third Amendment, it's something they threw in there for the times that are coming ahead of us, because we will see soldiers being quartered in our homes. They're taking whatever they want. They just walk up and take it without warrant. But you get a fourth article. I mean, you've got that first article violation. Somebody stopped you from assembling. Well, they when they did that, they seized you from doing what you wanted to do. You were doing what you want to do. There's your fourth article violation. They denied you due process of the law because they seized you without warrant, and they, you know, broke up your assembly. So it's all coming together now. And once they denied you due process of the law, they've denied you the fifth article, which guarantees you the due process of the law. And once they've denied you that, once you've denied the due process is the sixth, seventh, and eighth amendment. So all of those have been denied. They don't just stand alone. I mean, they would like to separate them and say, we're going to grant certain privileges, 10th article privileges to this group over here, and hopefully it'll piss this group over here off, and maybe they'll kill each other. And again, the 14th Amendment, which is unlawful, it was unlawfully constructed, it was unlawfully enacted. It guarantees, oh boy, it guarantees, and I've heard, this is one of the first things you hear when you start really getting into the law, because everybody's jumping on that 14th Amendment BS. Man, what a sham that people just jumped into, just like Trump. But they jump right into it. I got a right to do equal access to the law. Well, you know, if everybody gets no access to the law, that's equal. If everybody gets a little bit of access, that's equal. Now, isn't it? And that, I mean, the things that people fall for, I mean, it truly amazes me. And reserved to the states, respectively, that allowed the people, I mean, or the people, I mean, it's all reverted to the people, because what this says is that the states can't touch your common law rights, your common law jurisdiction, your common law courts, which have all been removed. This is why this is an occupation in this country. But at any rate, if the people wanted to make, you know, this is how we really started down this trail to where we're at today. And I really hate to think about it, but I mean, if you wanted to make your, you know, city ordinances, your town, your county ordinances, you know, so long as they didn't violate the rights of an individual, which is impossible because they do at every instance. If you're not operating within the common law, you're violating it. But people being people, and they needed their avenue out, so I'm sure they, I mean, hard to tell who even threw that in there, because prohibited to the states, that should have stopped it right there. Are reserved to the states, respectively. No, the states reserved no power. The states can only have power through consent of the governed. That means the people have to, you know, we've talked about it before. You know, you want to, let's say, garbage on the street. Everybody, you know, people just throwing garbage down on the damn street. And then one person's picking it all up because they can't stand garbage on the street. And garbage on the street really ain't a good idea. Especially when you start a little garbage, you get a lot of garbage. Next thing you know, you're living in filth and it becomes a health hazard. Oh, now it's a health hazard. So we got to make some kind of law against throwing your goddamn garbage in the street, because I guess people are just too ignorant or backward. I don't think they used to be, but I think that they have morphed into through this total neglect of responsibility we see in this country to people who would just fill the streets up with trash. I see it in the woods all the time. People just dump their garbage out in the woods. Well, it costs too much to dump it up at the dump. I mean, you got, and that shouldn't be either, because why does it cost too much to dump it up at the dump? Because, well, man, you got EPA, all of these agencies with all of these rules for dumping some damn garbage. And then it ends up costing you so much to dump garbage, you can't afford to dump your garbage, so people go out and dump it in the woods. Now, boy, that worked well, didn't it? But, I mean, it's all been designed around the pursuit of mammon, and we understand that. But back to the matter at hand. So you got this garbage problem in the street. Now, You can make a law saying, man, you get caught throwing garbage in the street. That's a $10 fine. You come and pay it to, you go down to the justice court and pay it to the justice of the peace. But you don't have to. Yeah, I mean, all of these laws that were made were subject, they was all, just like your taxes. You're going to love this, people. It was all voluntary. Everything that you've seen was had to all be voluntary. There was no other way it could be because it couldn't operate within the common law. It couldn't be prosecuted within the common law, which the people were guaranteed. Excuse me. It's like we talked about the cuss jar in the bar. You know, everybody who cusses is going to throw a quarter in the kitty there, because we're trying to cut back on the cussing in the bar, and it's kind of a, you know, a little exercise in community, I suppose. But, you know, you start throwing the quarter in it, but when it comes the day when you say, hey, you cuss, put the quarter in, nah, I don't got a quarter extra, I need it for my drink. And, oh, then there's a penalty. When the penalty comes in for these administrative ordinances, because they're all they can be is policy and ordinances, they cannot be law, because the law for the people is the Bill of Rights, it's plain and clear, we're self-governing. But when you start with that penalty phase, then you're getting the government in a position to seize you and seize your property in violation of your Fourth Article right without due process of the law. Now, you could say, well, they could charge you and take you to court. They saw you throwing that piece of paper down. They sure as heck did. But you know what? I can put them to the trouble. I can insist that, you know, one of you is going to step outside of being a city, county, or state actor. And you're going to have to come at me as a free national in your capacity as an individual free national of this country. That means you're going to go down and you're going to fill out the proper paperwork for, if it's a civil claim, you're going to claim that me throwing that piece of garbage down there on the street did you some sort of civil damage that you claim to, that you're going to litigate and prove in a common law court. You can do that. But it's just between you and me. The state, the city, the county, those are entities. They're pieces of paper. And the sixth article guarantees the right to face our accusers. And, man, you put that piece of paper down, I can't talk to it. You see what I'm saying? There are all through the Bill of Rights, it's emphasized that, you know, it's apart from the government. But they'll try to act like, you know, the only part the government was to play in it was when they gave their first oath, when the stand up there was to make sure it was enforced, they were there to enforce it. Not to see if they could get around it, not to start whittling away at it and finally to remove it. That's what they told us, or told our people back then. You're forming a government to make a more perfect union where your people's rights are absolutely, if we can find a way to enhance those rights, we're going to do it. And they have done exactly the opposite. And so we've ended up with exactly the opposite. We've ended up 180 degrees off of where we're supposed to be. So, again, the state actor, because that's all that they are, they are below the American national. They work for us. They're our lackeys, our flunkies. They've never liked it. I mean, one of the things back in the day when the transition was just going through, when they were removing the common law courts, I mean, I just used to love to say, hey, public servant. Call them, just public servant. You're my servant. I tell them, I would. And I mean, it was just, oh God, they hated it. And then when they finally got the admiralty into place and their administrative courts into place under the admiralty, I heard the first one tell me, not anymore. I'm telling you, this is the truth, people. And that was a fiduciary office, but it had been subcontracted out. I'd figured out already how they were doing it. But it had been sub. I work for a contractor. I don't work for you, buddy. And that's where we're at today. It's all the fiduciary responsibility has been contracted out, but the people who contracted it out in your state, your city, your county, in the federal government, they knew that what they were doing was against the law because they were operating under a jurisdiction, they were putting a jurisdiction over the people that was forbidden because the Bill of Rights forbids it. The Bill of Rights makes it perfectly clear that every American national is entitled absolutely to nothing other than a common law jurisdiction. It is required that there be another person, a human being with a shape and form. Now, somebody can go to court for a dead person and instead of them, but it had better be another American national. It can't not be any actor of the state. because the piece of paper, again, is an entity. It's nothing. It's not human. That's why when they put the, you know, in the, well, this is a part of the transition, when they put in the law dictionaries that, oh, corporation is a human, is a person. No, they're not. I mean, this should have been the end of, no, smack right in the face. You know better than that, and we both know better than that, and we know what you're trying to do, right? You're trying to tell, this is so that you can prosecute me in an admiralty court using the color of law as a state actor. Exactly what my Bill of Rights was put in place to prevent, to forbid. And it should have been stopped right there, but the pettifogging, mobile concepti lawyers and turners, the twisters of words had already taken over. They had already removed our common law courts before they, now that the outrages you see day by day, it's just, I mean, if their court, they would have never tried it when the courts were in place because we could have took them apart with, using our common law and our jurisdictions, which are superior. There is no government jurisdiction superior to the common law. That's why, again, this is why we're seeing in the in this fight over the invasion, the reoccupation of our country by these foreigners. You're seeing when these people should be in the admiralty because they're not American nationals. They have come here as an act of crime, which puts them right in the hands of the government, who is charged. One of the things we did charge them with was guarding our borders, guarding our sovereignty, and of course. Now these people, while we have been had our common law removed illegally, I mean as an act of treachery, as an act of oppression, have had our common law removed. Well, man, they're here. Superior Court convened today. Oh, really? Yeah. And they told the state Supreme Court they don't have any jurisdiction and they don't have any power, that they're going to make a ruling that goes over the Supreme Court. And yes, they can, but they can't do it. Only you and I can do it. It's being bastardized. It's being illegally used in an illegal manner because a state actor cannot convene a common law court. Only a judge, duly elected judge for the county or state or municipality can, or the sheriff. The sheriff can convene a common law court. He can convene a common law grand jury. But state actors cannot. That judge sitting in that superior court that said, oh, you got to let this little invader stay because you're violating his rights, that he should be hung today. I guarantee you I could take him into a court of common law and put a rope around his neck. Easy beans. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. And that's going to wind it up for the 10th article. And tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about how, again, today we started talking about how they all intertwine and enhance one another. I mean, it's an operating system, and you don't just take one of them and set it aside and say, we're going to have a to-do about this. And when the government does that, they are completely outside their jurisdiction. They are taking up one of your rights and pretending that they can litigate a single right outside the procedure that that right is a part of. It's the best way I can explain it, and we'll be back in about 08 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Cougar Mellencamp, he can stick his song where the sun don't shine. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Got a checkpoint up the road ahead. Better pull out your ID. And your taxes just went up again. Gotta cough up some more money. Be careful what you're saying when you're on the phone. You never know who might be listening in. They got cameras watching everywhere you go, so they know just where you've been. You know you better think about the books you read, or your name might go on a list. Don't take too many pictures now, or they'll think you're a terrorist. They're watching you every time you turn around, and they don't like what they see. You gotta be fucking kidding me if you think this country's free. My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. Well, the banks messed up, so they took money from us and gave a $1 zillion bonus. And they didn't give a damn what we had to say. I swear to God, they think they own us. But when they say bend over, you say yes, sir, and then you vote for them again. If you're the kind of people who fought our wars, tell me how do we ever win? They've been walking on us for far too long, and don't you think it's time to draw the line? Why don't you tell those jerks in Washington to stick their laws where the sun don't shine? My country, my ass. This is not the land I learned about in class. My country, my ass. That freedom, justice stuff is all in the past. They say America, love it or leave it. Well, I loved it, and it left me.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was John Ringer with My Country, My Ass, and a lot of truth in that song. Let's talk about some of that truth. Now, when we wrote, or when the Masons wrote the original Constitution, it was supposed to be to provide a limited form of government. And after it was written, and when they put it all together, you know, they filled all the posts, and that limited form of government was supposed to be in place. At that time, you know, this morning I was watching the Stupid Box, and they had old Trumpy there with his head of his cabinet. The whole, you know, a big round table of people. I'm going, good gracious, you know, because it just, this is how out of hand it's gotten. The original cabinet of George Washington consisted of three secretaries and an attorney general. You had the Secretary of State was Thomas Jefferson. The Secretary of the Treasury was Alexander Hamilton, that sleazebag piece of garbage. So he, go borrow us in debt. That's what we got to do, right? We got to establish credit by getting in debt. That's what we got to do. Mate High Mason. Secretary of War, Henry Knox, and again, they were pushing for a standing army right out the gate as soon as the ink dried. We're going to never have a standing army till tomorrow. And Attorney General Edmund Randolph, who was supposed to be, you know, the guy looking out and making sure the government was staying within the bounds that people set out. Trump's cabinet members are 24. Now, that is just a limited government, people. You got Vice President, Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Defense, Attorney General, Secretary of Interior, Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Labor, Secretary of Health, Secretary of Housing, Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Energy, Education, Veterans Affairs, Homeland Security, White House Chief of Staff, U.S. Trade Representative, Director of National Intelligence, Representative of the United States to the United Nations, Director of the Office of Management, Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Administrator of the Small Business Administration. You think they might have stepped over the bounds just a little bit there, people? And then I said, and I'm going, my goodness, because I had Laura look this up for me, and she brings it to me, and I, wow. And every one of these, all these sub-agencies, subcontractors, let's get it straight now, has sprung off of. So I said, how many federal agencies? I wonder how many there are. So she's sitting there in their chair. She just typed it in. And it's up on From the Trenches. If you don't have the time to look at it. I'm going to tell you right now. Pages and pages and pages. 1,000? You see that little bit of authority when they were trying to sell us on this Constitution. Heck, you're only going to have three secretaries and attorneys. That's so small, it's going to be right there in Washington, D.C. Now, through all of these federal agencies, they have spread their tentacles across this nation, and now they have removed our common law jurisdiction, the jurisdiction of the people, to have a self-governing system. And they have now become, well, what they are, an occupation force. Because everything they're doing is illegitimate. It is rogue. And out of these cabinet, I mean, this is all created. I mean, the people didn't go and acquiesce more power. There were no constitutional conventions. It was through acts. We just acted. What we did was we acted. How did we act? We wrote it down on a piece of paper, and then we all signed it, and we acquiesced for you. We acquiesced right down to you're a plebe, a slave, a coolie, a peon, by all intents and purposes. Go look at that list. You wonder why our people are poor in the richest country on planet Earth? Well, there you have it. That's not to mention the industrial war complex. And then people step back and think. The state agencies, because every state's got their own little constitution too, that they've rewritten. And it also has, I got to believe, just a big old bunch of parasites attached to it, like Trump's cabinet. All parasites, and the agencies, all parasites, sucking off as we wonder why we don't have anything. Well, that's the reason why. If you have the nerve, go check that out over at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We had a couple articles here. Israel calls for an end of UN Palestinian Refugee Agency. I mean, you think that Tel Aviv hasn't taken the control of the helm, the very helm, with their puppet Trump? I mean, I heard him on there again this morning, man. I think they just want that. They want the right dictator. That's all they need. If he'll promise them that they can force their religion on other people, man, they're down for it. But, I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, I heard Spike run a video earlier with some guy just going, F it, you know, F it. I don't care. You guys die. But I can't do that because, I know I got grandchildren out there, and they're going to have to live under this crap if we don't get it. I mean, they live or die. They'll be executed. They'll be enslaved. Hard to tell what happened to them. I wish it was that easy. If I hadn't had children, I might just very well turn my back on it and walk away. and just say, when I die, I really don't give a shit what goes down. These people, I mean, they are right now clinging to the most evil organization to ever exist on planet Earth. That is Zion. It is the Zionists, the misery makers of the world. They want everything of everybody and then everybody as a possession that they can, if it gets them off, you know, cutting up babies or little children, burning people alive. Hey, man, they can do it because, hey, you're just an animal that they can torture for entertainment if they want. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on Sunday for the dismantling of the United Nations agency that aids millions of Palestinian refugees, accusing it of anti-Israel incitement. Well, you can't even say. That's one of the things I really wish Trump would do, is to try to put in those anti-Semitic laws in this country. I mean, just step up and do it, buddy. I mean, I know you want to. I know you've been told to. And I know why you're afraid to, because it will validate everything we've been saying to people. You know, you can just remove an article of our Bill of Rights at a whim for a foreign king. Boy, howdy, how's that going to go with the people? I think you're just a goddamn coward, Trump. I think you ought to do it, you coward. You're supposed to be such a tough guy, and you got your tough administration. You got Mad Dog Mattis. Why don't you try it? I wish you would. But no, they'll do sleazy shit like this around the world. I mean, it's easier to hurt them. You know, they like hurting them Palestinians because they're weak and they can't defend themselves. They like preying on weak creatures. They think of us as creatures. Weak creatures are fun to prey on. Accusing it of being anti-Israel incitement. You know what? I'm anti-Israel incitement, you piece of trash. Netanyahu, you scumbag. What you gonna do about it? And saying he had conveyed his message to the United States ambassador to the United Nations. You know, Nikki Haley, that Indian woman from India, born in India. And here's one of your cabinet positions, people. Here's one of your cabinet positions, manned by a woman from another country. Not even born here. You wonder why Americans, you know, they talk about, they just hate white. It ain't white. It's America. I mean, I don't care what color you are. If you're for the Bill of Rights and you're for freedom and liberty, they hate you. I got news for you. It ain't about your skin either. It's about your beliefs. Your beliefs that you're as good as anybody else on this damn planet. You're on a par with the crown heads. Oh, man, I can just see that old crone on the throne over there in Great Britain. I can see him just cringing at the thought of it. You know, it's somebody walking down the street thinking there. I have people that wipe my ass and save my shit in jars, and that's the truth, people. They save the queen's shit in a jar. Have been for, I guess, ever since kings and queens been shitting. That's the truth of it. Abu Abba Hassan, a Gazi-based spokesman for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, said Netanyahu was pursuing a fantasy. The United States, Israel's main ally, was the biggest donor to the UNRWA last year, pledging $368 million. Oh, a fantasy? Did you see when Trump was over there in Israel? Up on the stage with, it was like Netanyahu brought his prized dog out to sit up, sit down, stand, roll over. That's it. I was surprised he didn't throw a ball and make him chase it. In public remarks to his cabinet at its Wednesday meeting, Netanyahu said UNRWA perpetuated rather than solved the Palestinian refugee problem. Well, yeah. I mean, if the way to solve this problem is by exterminating the Palestinian people, this would be getting in the way. I can see that. That makes sense. And stoked anti-Israeli sentiment. Oh, I'm sure it did. I mean, helping people that have been burned by illegal phosphorus, you know, people that have been, that they're starving to death over there because the Israelis, because they're, you know, over, you people understand that over in Israel, that they decide how many calories a Palestinian gets to have in their body every day. They decide how much food they get to eat. But hey, man, stoke up no anti-Israeli sentiment here. just the sheer arrogance of it all is just disgusting, not to mention what's happening to human beings, because the Palestinians are human beings. I understand that they're not Israelis, they're not the chosen people, and that the Israelis consider them just to be animals, but they're like you and me, they're human beings, and if they can do it to them, they think they can do it to us, and you better understand that. It is time UNRW A, be dismantled and merged with the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, Netanyahu said, because we have control of that one, oi. We can really starve them. All righty, now let's jump to the, I just had pieces of articles because I didn't know how far we were going, but there were some things I just wanted to look at, and then this kind of just drops right in with what we're talking about here about, you know, I mentioned the Palestinians. We've seen it on the broadcast out of the Gaza Strip. We've seen little children with phosphorus burning through their bodies. Well, just to let you know that Netanyahu is in complete control and that Trump is no more than a piece of shit, treasonous puppet. Trump dropped chemical weapons on a major city. 100,000 civilians trapped. This is from a news group. It was sent in by KD4 discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Multiple reports are confirming that a U.S.-led coalition used white phosphorus loaded ammunition in heavily populated cities of Iraq and Syria. Thousands of civilians are known to be in the areas where the weapons were used, according to the Washington Post. Use of such weapons violates international humanitarian law due to the types of injuries it can cause. Rather, other weapons are available to do where when other weapons are available to do job. Well, if you want to torture people, this is the weapon of choice. I mean, you think that this Trumpy guy that Don Boehner seems to be in love with, and I know that Joe McNeil's in love with, I mean, here he's burning. Right now, I mean, there's probably a bomb dropping over there in Iraq or in Syria. Some little kid's going to have phosphorus burning through his stomach or his arm or his leg. And they're sitting there, and, man, this is what they want. This is what they support. Not to mention they're supporting a treason in our own country by advocating. I mean, I've heard him talk about, you know, Joe McNeil the other morning. He was saying that, you know, well, can't we talk about the good things he does for us? Ooh, really, Joe? You know, over in France, during the occupation of France, there were certain women that were sleeping with the enemy. They were having sex with them, giving them a good time. And you know what? They got good things. A lot of good things were. I mean, they got to eat. They got nice clothes. They got wine, champagne. That was a good thing that the Germans were doing for a handful of them, huh? Did that make them any less the traitors for going along with the enemy in a time of war? And we're at war right now. Right now, by the rules of war, everybody who's advocating for Trump could be hung lawfully. And that's not me. That's the English language. I know you guys hate it. You hate it when it won't do what you want it to do. When you can't just come out and sling some bullshit. I mean, this is the contempt that people like Joe McNeil and Don Boehner have for you. They think they can come out and speak treason to you, and yeah, Don, that's a good idea. That is a good thing. No, there's nothing good about an occupation. There's nothing legal about any one thing they do. It cannot be. And that's not me. That's the language. That's the law. I got, the other morning, McNeil started this, just coming out, you know, backing Trump again, you know. And so I wrote and went in that chat room because I'm not allowed on the air over there because, well, they do not want no dissent. Oh my goodness, what happened to my computer? Wow, this is unusual. Uh-oh, I shouldn't have talked about Israel, guys. I just lost my computer, I think. At least my monitor. Wow. I don't even know if I can close the show. I can't. Wow. Interesting. I have a half black screen and the other half has like big white stripes down it with little tiny like red and purple and green and yellow lines going up and down it. I don't know if I just lost a monitor or what. I don't even know if anybody can hear me. Okay. Laura's going to look at this real quick because I...
Well, hear you, Henry.
Okay, 1 second, Katie. We're going to see if she can...
I can hear you.
Okay.
Not without hooking up another monitor.
Wow, I think
you're coming through on the phone.
Thank you, Katie. Yeah. Well, I've got another monitor. I'll have to bring it up here. The computer, I had another computer like this downstairs. The computer went, but the monitor's still good. So that'll be up here tomorrow. I don't, when I shut the show off, I'm just going to have to say that's the word from the trenches. This is going to be nothing. At any rate, here we are. Trump dropped chemical weapons on a major city. Let's go on into this a little bit. Violates international law, except when they really need to use them. You know, if they really want to just torture a people to death, it ain't enough to kill them. Let's torture them to death. While white phosphorus isn't exactly outlawed by the Geneva Convention, I love that. It was kind of one of those gray areas. It is still illegal to use it in densely populated areas, and here's why. When a white phosphorus shell explodes, the chemical inside reacts to the air, creating a thick white cloud. When it comes into contact with flesh, it can maim and kill by burning to the bone. And this is what I witnessed when the last time that the Israelis attacked the people in Gaza, kids. I said, just like this little boy, just like them kids in Iraq, I'll never get this out of my mind. This kid's laying there and he's got a hold of his leg. And you can see the smoke coming out of it where this phosphorus is burning through his leg. You think about that, because that's what they would do to you. Man, they want to do it right now. It's just all of these guns here, and they ain't quite figured out just how to get the people to, maybe they ain't found the right words for the right people to come in and just lay down their guns and let it happen. But they're working on it. They're working in their think tanks. Anyway, I thought that was pretty disgusting. Give cops back their bullets. Remove their body cams, says Miami Beach Commissioner. This is from Miami Herald. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Christine Rosen Gonzalez, a Miami Beach commissioner and congressional candidate, reacted to this week's shooting in South Beach by blasting the city's police chief in a strongly worded email obtained by the Miami Herald. Just before 7 a.m. Tuesday, Rosen Gonzalez fired off an email to city manager Jimmy Morales, in which she questioned police chief Dan Oates' leadership, suggesting the city stop its body camera program and give the cops back their bullets. The full text of the email reads, "Jimmy, did you ever stop to think that maybe the chief is failing at leading his troops? This is how far it's gotten, people. You will not have a standing army. All of these corporate created policing forces, unconstitutional. I mean, a violation of the people's, it's just a rogue government. Let's get real. But all of these policing agencies with no authority, in fact, they are forbidden. Now they're calling them troops. And you go and you look at these cops today with the chevrons on their shoulders. They got stars, like a big sheriff. He'll have four, like he's a general. This is military insignia, people. You think there's not a standing army here? You look at them. And go ahead.
If you count both the bills, they got 8 stars on.
Yeah, 8-star general. I guess that's about it. I mean, but the bottom line here is it's military insignia, which cannot exist in our streets, not even under any kind of pretense. That is military occupation. That's why when we tell you this country is occupied, we know what we're saying. You look at it. It's right there. I'm a corporal. I'm a captain. I'm a sergeant. Oh, really? Those are military terms. That is military rank. I guess you're military. We're the policing force. Oh, yeah, I know. So, I mean,
Henry.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Dion. You know what? You know, I know we had this discussion before, but, you know, people just worship these SOBs.
Yep.
I seen the other day I was going shooting. I'm seeing a freaking car, you know, got back to blue. I said, back to blue my ass. I mean, seriously, I mean, they literally worship these people, man.
I heard it this morning on the Fox Stupid Box. I mean, we love cops, the military, and what the heck, there was three of them. We love our cops and military. That's what they were saying. I mean, I'm telling you, even if the founder, somebody like Thomas Jefferson, to hear you say something like that, I'm sure he'd walk up and slap you right across the face and say, what in the world is the matter with you? You do not worship authority, especially illegal authority. There's supposed to be no cops. There's supposed to be no military, even getting entwined with we the people beyond militia. We're supposed to be the only force on this continent. But, yeah, I mean, I see.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
You ever notice, like, when people, like, get pulled over by cops or something like that, how they just grovel and just, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. I mean, gee whiz, like you said, they worship authority. And like you said before, it has been done through the public food system. You know, we're not taught, you know, when you go back and do the real research on this country was, like, the only one who got off under authority. You know, those people like, screw you, you don't own me, and we're going to fight this out to the death. We wasn't taught that. The only way we were taught that is by listening to shows like yours. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you, but the only difference between today and 1775 is the uniform, because you have the same admiralty jurisdiction, and you have back then, you had a large portion of the population that worshipped it. They were proud to be subjects of the king. And today, I mean, like what you're seeing, like you're talking about people coming up and, you know, like getting pulled over and, you know, well, a lot of it's fear too. I mean, people are getting killed now for having the taillight out because, well, I just got nervous. I felt threatened. I felt my life was in danger, but the person was unarmed. Yeah, but I felt it. That's all that matters. Oh, well, then heck, man, of course you could shoot them. Open season. Anytime you feel threatened. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, read that Bill of Rights and then listen to the, I mean, just have a copy of it in your hand while you're listening to the reports coming over the stupid box and see if you can make those two coincide in any way. And do go over there and take a look at the agencies. That's just federal. Remember, that's just federal agencies. There's still all 50 states with lists of agencies, and wonder why our people are so poor. And that is The Word from the Trenches.